You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Feel It by Asia, who we've got on the line. Morena, kei te piha koe.
Morena, kei te pai ahau, kei te piha koe.
Oh, kei nui te ora. It's great to chat with you this morning, Asia.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. Thank you so much for speaking with us today about your beautiful new single, which has just come out, Te Reo Ki Whakaromotai, which is a bit of a love letter to your whānau and to your marae. Can you tell us a wee bit about the process of this song?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so Te Reo Ki Whakarongotai speaks of the distinct language of my marae, and Whakarongotai is my marae in Waikanae on the Kapiti Coast here in Wellington. And yeah, really, I think the song has been is about 21 years old.
Wow.
it was written a few years ago by my uncle Kahu Ropata, who many a times myself, my older sister Trey Ropata, who's the guitarist, we've often got together and created music over the years for, you know, significant whānau kaupapa or kaupapa a iwi. So yeah, it's been a long journey and a long wait to get this song out there, but super happy. It is a love letter to my people, you know, of past, present and future, but very much was a song written about, you know, the revitalisation of te reo Māori within our iwi and our hapu, including, you know, I suppose an encouragement to its survival as well as we move forward in the world. So, yeah.
It's such a beautiful, I guess, sort of spirit to this track. But I'm wondering why now? Why, you know, if it's been sort of around in the world for about 21 years, why is now the right time to be putting it out? What made you want to do it at the moment?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. It's definitely had its own process because there is a whānau collaboration. You know, I think it's sort of relied on, you know, when each of us were feeling good about the demos that we've had in the past, and then we sort of, you know, dropped the ball a bit, had a break, other things, life got in the way, other music got in the way. And then, yeah, I think now it just feels like, you know, we managed to get funding for it. I think it was COVID time in 2020. And then to be able to put a visual to the track, you know, and sort of reproduce it a little bit, it was, yeah, it just felt like, actually, no, this is a good time to put it out. Again, we're still talking about te reo Māori, and for me as an artist and my, you know, including my family, that's you know, he ngako nui katoa mātou ki te reo. That's something that we cherish and we, you know, that is dear to us, the reo Māori. And so, yeah, it just felt like now was probably a better time to do it. And we managed to get, you know, all of my family on the marae at one point and shoot everyone in their natural state. So we were, yeah, it all worked.
That's so special. And the video, which you're talking about there, is just, like, lovely. I think anybody can see some sort of shade of their own family or the people that they love around them in it. But it's also so specifically your whānau and your family. It must be such a treasure for everyone to have that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I don't think I stopped crying on the day. I had moments of tears, you know, because, and especially when you're in the editing suite, looking back at the footage and, you know, like my babies, my two young ones, Te Kānau and Waikawhia, they were toddlers then, and now they're about to start school. And
wow.
So, you know, and then I've got my family in there, my aunties, my uncles, my cousins, my siblings, and yeah, it's always, for me personally, it's always a nice way to say thank you to my family and to my loved ones who are very much a part of my music journey. You know, always been the backbone and support for me and the rest of us, so yeah.
What was the direction on the day for making that video? Was it just everybody hanging out and then having the camera follow people around, or did you
Pretty
do any
much.
Staging? What was that like?
Nah, I think the only staging was really... it was all natural. I mean, I knew that myself, my sister Trey, my partner Tola, we were going to perform anyway. But no staging. It was all very organic. And, you know, thanks to Isaac Tereina and Tamakafa, they come through with the film. And Tola, my partner, he directed it. So, yeah, we always had an idea. But it was just like, no, let's just shoot people being completely themselves on the marae in this space and let it speak for itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I really recommend people go watch the video today. We'll put a link in the podcast so everyone can find it as well. But I wanted to know a little bit more, because last time we spoke with you, Asia, you've been cooking up some waiata with Mara TK and looking towards an album as well. How's that process going?
Yes, it's going. It's still going. And it's not far away. So this track, Te Reo Ki Whakarongotai, will feature on that, including a couple of others that I've released already. So we're looking at February, March of 2024.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so we're still in production at the moment, just finishing off a few songs. But yeah, really can't wait to let that flow as well.
Oh, it's going to be really special. I think we should have a listen to Te Reo Ki Whakarongotai now. Thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Asia. And
thank you.
Really lovely video, lovely track. And we'll catch you when you're up in Tāmaki soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Kia ora.
Ka kite.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.